Frank.
All right. Hello, Idiots on Parade, the Too Ugly for TV podcast. We mock the news so you don't have to. Hello, Jake.
How's it going?
All is well here. That is Jake Vevra, stand-up comedian in New York City. I see a kitty. I didn't even mean to run it. You're a Chihuahua man. When did you get a cat?
He transitioned to a cat. It used to be Samson.
How do they get along?
Now it's Fluffy. Samson doesn't like him. It's actually pretty funny, man, because I got two Chihuahuas in that cat.
Yeah.
That's Amy's cat. When I moved in with Samson, they didn't like each other.
You've been living with Amy forever. This is the first time I've known you've had a cat. Like, I thought it was brand new.
Dude, he fucking keeps to himself the whole time. I forget to mention that he's there.
All right. Well, there you go. I guess it's not new news. New news.
But Samson used to bully Sangria when she was a puppy.
Yep, I remember.
She's like a mix. So she got bigger than him, kind of like a 90s milk commercial, and then was able to take him. Now, Jack was the first person to ever, well, the first animal to ever play with Sangria. There was also two big dogs upstairs that when she was a puppy, they were like, nah, screw you. You're a puppy. We want nothing to do with you. He was, even though he's not like a super social cat, he was like, I'll kind of entertain this for a little bit, but he would like reluctantly played with her. So now like Samson will go after Jack, the cat, even though the cat's like kind of bigger than him, but the cat will just jump up and be like, well, you can't get me up here. And, you know, fighting head on is not really my thing. I wait till you're not looking and then I swipe you. That's what I do.
Right.
You know? But when he does go after the cat, Sangria, the other Chihuahua that got bigger than him, will like stand in front of him and like stand up for the cat if Samson tries to bully him.
Oh, I have not thought of this in years. All right, really quick. We used to have two cats and a dog, a mini schnauzer. And one cat, Panda, hated the dog. The other cat, Simon, was okay with the dog. And the dog loved both the cats and always wanted to sniff them and play with them. So one day, Simon was an indoor-outdoor cat. Pandora was an indoor cat. Simon comes in from outside, and my daughter, really little, I don't know how, like 3-4 years old, she goes to close the door after the cat comes in and gets the cat's tail. And the cat wigs the fuck out, just the loudest screech you have ever heard. And the dog immediately jumps up and runs over like, what's going on? Are you okay? And then Panda, who is in the bedroom, rushes out, doesn't know what's going on, sees the dog next to Simon and just runs right up and like, bap, 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 like automatically assumed the dog had done something and then took off. And so the dog was just sitting there like, what the fuck just happened? I just got my ass kicked. I didn't do anything. Like they both went to check on Simon. The dog got there first and was like, you okay? And Panda came in and just beat the shit out of the dog and took off.
I'm assuming this is your fault. So I'm going to SWAT now and ask questions later.
Exactly. Anyway, Jake Vevra is a stand-up comedian in New York City. I am Nathan Timmel, a stand-up comedian in Iowa City. I'm channeling my inner Pat McAfee today. It was 90 goddamn degrees, so I am unashamedly wearing a muscle shirt because I've been sweating all day. I don't normally show the guns on here, the pasty, white, non-existent guns, but if you're on YouTube, apologies. You can always, you know, just listen to this while looking at other things. Just pop on your headphones and listen to us.
I don't show my guns on here, but I will show my dick on my OnlyFans. Our my OnlyFans link is in the bio.
In the
podcast info, the bio there.
All right. Before we really get started hitting the news that we're going to make fun of, I did send you a thing. It is news. I bet you are glad as fuck you do not live in a basement anymore. New York got the shit flooded out of it. I saw so many videos of, you know, 2-foot deep water on the city streets. You got to be happy. You do not live in a basement now.
No, I'm ground level. Still flooded.
Still flooded.
Yeah.
Not as bad as flooded. Below ground.
It was pretty bad, man. Basically, the back of my apartment building has like a hole in it that the landlord won't fix because it New York landlords are scum. And so, I mean, we're fortunate that we live on top of a slope. And so it doesn't really flood too bad, even though there's a big hole in the back of the building. But if it rains really hard, like it did
when it made international news, hey, New York is flooding.
Yeah. Yeah. We were constantly mopping and wet vacuing from, like 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning until...
Throwing towels in cracks and doors. Did you like what when you say flood? Like, you get a couple good standing inches, or you just
It was constant.
Damn. Well,
Good luck with that. I hope it doesn't rain ever again in New York City. How about that?
That's apparently our landlord's plan is, it just won't rain again, you know?
And it's, Why would he do that? He's like, there.
There's so many serial killers out there. This has been going on for fucking months with this guy, like since April. There are so many serial killers out there that just like, oh, I'm just going to stab blondes with big tits because that's what my dog told me to do telepathically. Why can't there be any serial killers that just murder New York landlords? I mean, come on. They would still have to go to prison, but they would be like folk heroes. The rest of us would be building statues for them, sending money to their prison commissaries. They would be heroes.
Would they go to prison or could they end up with a jury of New York tenants that his fingerprints were on the knife. He was found with the deceased's blood and DNA all over his body. Not guilty.
Yeah, that's true. If the defense plays that well, they'll just be like, well, listen, I know that his fingerprints were here, but a lot of stuff happens on hardwood that hadn't gotten replaced in over a year and a half, even though they said they'd do it on the lease 2 years ago. I mean, you know, weird things happen. Fingerprints get moved around when, you know, New York landlords aren't taking care of their maintenance. He'd be making eye contact with all of the jurors and they'd be like, yep, I believe everything that guy just said. He was cloned. He was cloned, and his evil clone that was sent by Elon Musk as some kind of brainwashed Manchurian candidate. That same thing happened to me. Not guilty.
With a goatee, he was cloned, and the evil one had a goatee and went to town.
Yep. That sketch that the defense held up that was clearly done by one of those Subway caricature guys, that person with the really big head and the goatee. I believe that's what the exact guy looked like. Who murdered all those New York landlords. It is evil, that guy. Or should I say, good clone of that guy, huh?
Yeah.
Wink, wink, wink. Not guilty.
Not guilty. All right, let's jump into some news. Do you have anything favorite you want to hit first? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 stories out in front.
Yeah, let's just take it right from the top, man.
All right, right from the top. This is a short one. This is a small one. We pick on Republicans a lot on here, so it's nice that we're going to slam the Democrats, even though we're not really slamming them, because they passed a bill. Senate unanimously passes formal dress code. I have nothing against what's his name? I'm already drawing a blank on his goddamn name. Fetterman, this isn't an auto body shop. You don't show up to the Senate in sweatshirts and sweatpants. Like, throw on a suit and tie. Like, I know you're a big dude. That's why they have a big and tall store. So just the sheer fact that they had to vote on this, I'm happy that the Democrats voted to pass this to kind of, I don't want to say fuck one of their own, but is like not to like mollycoddle him. Like, well, you know, he's had some trauma and he needs to dress in a hoodie. No, fucking put on your suit and tie and go act like the clowns you are.
Right. Unless you just had the stroke this morning. Fucking
yes.
Dress like a big boy. Yeah, 100%. I think it's fair.
This is what our government is doing. We can't pass a bill to fund the government, but we can pass dress codes. So good on you, U.S. government, for not only staying open now that you've done that, but for taking Fetterman and knocking him down a peg with his big ass hoodies.
Oh, 100%, man. It did make the Democrats look fucking ridiculous.
If they had defended him? If they had he just needs it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that they voted with the Republicans.
Signing fucking bills like that going, but this is a great day for global warming legislation. Guy with hoodie looking like Uncle Fester with a fucking brain injury. He's the one in charge of this. It's just not a good look. That said, the clips of the Republicans talking about it on the news. It was pretty hilarious because it's just sort of like you gave the exact we both gave the exact reason that they should have said for why this guy should show up in a suit and not a hoodie because it looks like shit. That's the reason. But they would like nothing could be. See, this is like a 3 out of 10. You know
that
what
isn't
I mean?
Even
like,
a 3.
This is of importance, you know? Yeah, like, not even that. Do 1, no. 2, maybe, you know?
It deserves to be addressed. They addressed it, move on. But it's not, like, I'm gonna go. They reacted to him wearing a hoodie as if they had found secret documents stashed in his bathroom.
Yes. Yes. As if he had tried to convince a bunch of people to storm that same building and yes. take a shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Yes, that is the way they acted toward that guy wearing a hoodie. And again, looks like shit. All they had to say was like, well, Tucker, I think that senators should wear suits because when you wear a hoodie, it makes you look fucking ridiculous and it makes us all look dumb. But no, their shit was like, it is just another example of the liberals trying to destroy America. They're doing this to dumb down everything so that they can take away the borders and turn your kids trans. And it's just like, whoa, what's all this, man? Yeah. Just say it looks like shit. That's your one good reason. And look, there's no argument against that reason. There is no good fucking argument for them going, well, there's some dude over on the other side of the fence wearing a hoodie here. Think he looks like a fucking idiot when he does. It's kind of a bad look for all of us. I think he should put on a suit and tie like a big boy. They should just say it. There's no response any Democrat could have to that would not sound fucking ridiculous. And just trying to brush it off like, oh, yeah, well, this isn't as bad as when Donald Trump A, B, C, and D. And it's just like, yeah, but it doesn't address what the fuck we're talking about.
Right.
When you start going to all these other things.
When you go to whataboutism. Right. When you respond to, oh, he's wearing a hoodie, but what about? Like, no, just right. it ends
the
right there.
Democrats would look dumb if they did that. But the Republicans went so fucking crazy with their with their condemnation of his hoodie. You would have thought that he fucking went in, that he had a hoodie with a picture of an upside down American flag where the Statue of Liberty was being Eiffel Towered by Hitler and Stalin. Like, you would have thought, like, the way they reacted to that yep. man's hoodie. And again, I just said it looked like shit. I just, as somebody who considers himself as a progressive, I was fucking embarrassed. That said, their reaction to it was equally as ridiculous, if not more, than his hoodie. It's like, congratulations. This was a layup victory for you guys. You could have just, all you had to do, it looks like shit. Next question. You know, boom. You would have been one and done, but they sounded ridiculous when condemning this thing because of how fucking over the top they made it.
Well, and that brings me to the next news article, which is, I think, hilarious. Did you watch the video of Representative Jason Smith and NBC reporter clash over timeline of Biden and his allegations? You talk about reactions. Did you watch the video first?
Yeah, it was great.
Anybody out there, Google what I just said. I'll read it again. Representative Jason Smith and NBC reporter clash, and that's all you need to Google. So as we've talked about forever, Republicans have a hard-on for Hunter Biden. Fine, investigate him. Don't care. I'm not protecting Hunter Biden.
Jake they hate and I Hunter Biden worse than Carhartt hoodies.
Yeah. Jake and I are fans of Hunter Biden. We love all his dick pics online. Like, yeah, I don't know about him as a business person, but as an entertaining fellow who does drugs and fucks women, I mean, he's fun to watch as the, you know, the drunk uncle that you don't want to emulate.
For sure. He rocks. And again, he's not a politician. So it's right. like, what are we talking about?
Which leads us to this point. So Republicans love investigating him. And the big play now is that, Hunter Biden was making millions of dollars in Burisma in Ukraine. He was using his ties to his dad. And the thing that I love about this is not Democrats going in and saying, hey, on page 50, you said this. This is literally Republicans coming out and saying, all right, we're going to start releasing evidence. And the NBC reporter says, hey, this piece of the evidence you just released right here, it's a chat app, it's something from 2017. How is that collusion? And the guy starts sidestepping it. And the NBC reporter is like, Joe Biden was not in office in 2017, and he was not a candidate running for office. At that point, he was just his dad, dad supporting his son. The guy loses it. He tries to pull a Trump and fails. He's like, oh, you're NBC, fake news. But he does it so weakly. He's like the original half of Michael Richards on stage with nothing to say. We just didn't get the second half where he goes off and starts screaming the N-word. He just looked lost, like he had no comebacks. And then he goes to the next question. It really goes to show every Republican behind closed doors says they have no evidence. They have a lot of conjecture. And now they're releasing the evidence, which is not evidence. And they can't stand behind it when challenged. It is fucking hilarious.
Hats off to him, though, for waiting, unlike Michael Richards, to till he went backstage to start screaming the N-word in his dressing room. Like, that was... He showed a lot of composure there. I don't know if it would have been that one specifically, but he wanted to scream slurs. Don't know which ones, but
he wanted to scream something. But he did. He had deer in headlights look just like Richards did at the beginning of the clip.
Oh, yeah.
And then Richards somehow flipped a switch and said, "Ooh, if I steal this old bit from who was it?" It was an old bit. Either way, he stole it and tried to play a twist on it, and it failed horribly. Yeah, and this guy had that same deer in headlights look. We just missed out on the second half where he snapped.
Yeah, it was pretty goddamn funny because
Lenny Bruce.
Oh, Lenny Bruce, right. Yeah, but he specifically brought up the fact that, like, okay, well, even if what you're saying is true, was true, which you don't have a lot of evidence for that, but this comes at a time where he was not in office, so... What the fuck are we talking? Like, what presidential or vice presidential powers could this guy have been using
right.
to get this done? I mean, none. So,
and this goes to something you and I have talked about. The exact opposite. When I just said whataboutism is no good, like, you know, like, oh, he's wearing a hoodie. Well, what about, this is the perfect opportunity for whataboutism. Okay, yes, Joe Biden in 2017, when he was not vice president and he was not running for office, helped his son. Donald Trump promoted his daughter-in-law, his daughter and son-in-law to positions of power where they
right.
This is the one-to-one apples to apples that where did you do say
like,
what about
like $2 billion from the Saudis or something crazy
as
like
soon
that?
As,
like,
as wow, soon as they left office they mysteriously like, oh, let's sign a contract, like they were wise yeah. enough to do it, you know, it kind of right, like it's kind of like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt He didn't cheat on Jen Aniston while they were married, but he just started the affair and then got divorced and then shacked up with her.
Right. But that's how a lot of politicians do it when they're office. When they're in office, they kind of
yeah,
like,
they pass the bills, then they join the company and suddenly become a shareholder.
That documentary about the OxyContin.
Yeah,
that's how the Sackler family was able to get a lot of the regulatory agencies to rule in their favor. Was they would just put forward whatever kind of bullshit they wanted and make any claims they wanted to on the bottle, even though they couldn't back it up. And one of the big ones was they were able to put on the bottle, it is believed that this doesn't have any addictive properties whatsoever. It's like, what do you mean believed? Like, this is what do you like? Did you get a doctor involved? Does a doctor believe it? Which ones? Was it tested? I don't, you know. And the guy who approved that ended up taking a job with them.
Yep.
Like 2 years after he did that or something like that for just an insane amount of money. But anyway, what you're saying about Republicans saying behind closed doors that they don't have any evidence for Joe Biden, like linking him to Hunter Biden shit. Their own witnesses during this hearing have been saying that. Like,
yeah.
They've been going to these people and they've been flat out saying on the stand, well, I personally don't see any evidence for impeachment, but I'm sure you guys will find some. I mean, it's still a good impeachment. I'm sure one of these other guys will. I'm sure one of these other guys is going to be dumb enough to spout off a bunch of fucking bullshit after Fox got slapped with like a $1 billion fine for that Dominion bullshit. Like, nah. They're not playing around with this bullshit.
No, they're not. All right, moving on. This one, I accidentally stumbled across, and I can't believe it's not bigger news. I wish it was.
I will say that Hunter Biden is pretty shitty. That said, is there stuff that he's done to go to jail for? Yes, probably, without a doubt. That said, I've made this comparison many times, but for those of you who didn't hear that episode, he was in Ukraine because he's the Fredo of the family. Okay. That was like when they sent Fredo to Las Vegas to kind of like, hey, we're going to keep him sort of connected with a good job, with money, whatever, but he can't be fucking up what we're doing right now. Like, that was kind of the same way. So it's like Biden's not going to have shit that is going to be directly tied to him through Hunter because he was kind of there to get them out of the way. Notice now that there's been a war going on in Ukraine, Hunter's got nothing to fucking do with the place. Now that there's a bunch of media and eyeballs and stuff like that on there, he's not over there. He's not asked about it. He's not anything.
Kids will not know this one, but he is Billy Carter, Billy Beer, the embarrassment to Jimmy. They just want him out of the way. He's a fun character. We love his dick pics, but you don't put him in a position. You don't make him Secretary of State.
Right. So the idea that he's going to go to the extent of sending him to Ukraine, a country where you can, let's face it, especially before now when there wasn't a whole lot of media coverage of the place, you could pay off a prosecutor to look the other way on some drunk driving charges or drugs, like whatever. I'm sure that happened plenty of times. But you don't go to that lengths to do that. And then have yourself fucking tied to him doing you know crazy deals that you could be impeached for.
And I no one really brings this up, and I don't think you and I have even brought it up. There is the absolute possibility that it was Ukraine hires Hunter Biden for access to Joe Biden. Hunter takes all the money, and given Joe Biden's nature, goes, "Hey, Dad, can I talk to you about Burisma? No, I can't get involved with that." So it's sort of like he takes all the money and doesn't get the connection anyway. You know,
I don't know. I talked to him. He said he's a little busy. Maybe in a couple weeks, can we get our money back? I smoked all of your fucking money, dude. I smoked half your mother money. The other half I snorted off of a hooker's ass.
Yep.
I do not have your money anymore, but I'm going to call my dad for you again next week and see what he says.
You got just any, because you hired him for the connection doesn't mean you got it. Doesn't mean you got hooked up.
Yeah, that's what I think a lot of those deals were.
Yeah,
with Hunter Biden.
Did they buy him for his experience? No. Did they buy him for his name? Yes. Did he take advantage of that? Absolutely. Does it mean it worked? No.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of those phone calls that people bribed Hunter for access to their file. I think a lot of the phone calls went like this: "Hey, Dad, it's Hunter. Listen, we talked to my friend Boris Mishikov. He's a really good guy. No, seriously, I think he'd be a good guy for these new energy contracts. And you'll call me back, okay? He'll call me back. And you know, Joe's going on. Jesus Christ, are you fucking high right now? Taking more fucking coke money for crazy war criminals that you're trying to give energy contracts to? No, the answer is no. I fucking told you, stop. How did you even get this number? You're supposed to go through, you go through a guy now. Like, this is bullshit. How'd you get my personal cell?"
Yeah, you go through a guy. All right. This is a small story. I know why it's not a bigger story. It's a big, beautiful story in my mind. North Dakota group files federal lawsuit against Washington Commanders. A North Dakota-based nonprofit according to the Native Americans Guardians Association, NAGA. Oh, there you go. MAGA, just with an N. The Native American Guardians Association has started an online petition requesting that the Washington Commanders change the team's name back to the Washington Redskins. NAGA is a nonprofit based in Devil Hill. They say that the chief on the helmet was, they say he was a chief, and that every week that they wore it, it was honoring him. It goes to show you can never make everyone happy. There will always be dissent no matter what you do. And we talked about this a long time ago. I cannot speak for Native Americans one way or another, but I can look at overall picture, and overall, it was whiny, white, crybaby liberals that were the most upset by that name. I don't know how many Native Americans were upset. I don't know how many Native Americans didn't give a shit. I do know that most of the vocal opposition came from whiny, white, crybabies. You can't use that name. And now you have a probably small section. I'm not saying they're the majority, but there is a small section that is saying, "We miss the name. This is the world we live in. You can't do anything right, even when you try to."
Yeah, I mean, they have a joint kind of pact with the people of color for the reinstatement of Confederate statues. It's a long acronym, but they do a lot of like beer leagues together. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. They hang out with those guys a lot. I don't know. The fact that it's called NAGA, it's so close to MAGA, it just feels like trolling, right?
I would hope so, but it could be. I mean, we talk about lawsuits all the time. They want $400,000 in damages for the first count of whatever they're suing for, $1 million in the second, and $200,000 for the third. I don't know what the three count is listed for. Defamation. He called him a fake group. Oh, so there's a employee, Commander's employee Matthew Locks is listed. He said NAGA is a fake group. Reading between the lines, he was calling them fake Native Americans, and so they're filing a lawsuit for libel and attacking for. Maybe they just want a settlement. Maybe they're just trying to rabble rouse for a settlement.
That's what it kind of. They're either just trolling or this is just some way to get money because they're going to be like, "Hey, man, they'll settle with us out of court for
yeah.
Like they don't really want to do this." But I, and again, maybe this is wrong. Hey, man. Far be it from me to sit here all pasty-faced and sunburnt trying to fucking speak on behalf of Native Americans. I would be shocked if there was that many Native Americans who were truly upset about the fact that there isn't a team called Redskins anymore.
Right.
I get the apathetic part. I get the part where it's like, because they did a lot of surveys and stuff where they found that a lot of people on reservations didn't care one way or another. And a big reason for that, I would imagine, is because a lot of reservations have real fucking problems that go so far beyond, there's an offensive name for a football team that it's like, dude, it's not even on our fucking radar. Like, there's 70% unemployment here. Like, what the? I don't give a fuck. Make every team a racist name for all I care. They're going to shut off my heat tomorrow.
I'm gonna take what you said and take what I said and combine it. I said a second ago that I said that most of the people crying and complaining about the name were crybaby white liberals. I'd say, first, I didn't read the statistic. It said they have filed a petition that has received more than 132,000 signatures to restore the name. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that most of those signatures are fat white guy football fans. It's not Native Americans getting online saying, change the name back to honor me. It is fat, balding, you know, football.
Yeah.
Is the same guys that shot their Bud Light and threw it in the garbage are the guys signing that petition saying, bring back the name.
I really want to see the names on those lists, you know? I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of, like, Running Bear and stuff like that. It's going to be dudes named, like, Tucker McHale and stuff like that. Like it's gonna be very, very rural, pasty face names. Like that's gonna be most of those. Fuck that. Give me another list. Give me a list that out of here's all the signatures. What amount were Native Americans? And don't give me any of this Elizabeth Warren bullshit. I want a fucking DNA test with that shit.
Not how many are Native Americans. That's one. How many, and this is me being a dick, how many of them have a high school degree? Because I think the numbers there would be pretty good, too, for not really completing.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a dude who wants the name to stay the same and you're some redneck guy,
to bring back the old name. Yeah.
If you're some redneck guy that wants to bring back the name Redskins, you probably... Probably not the CEO of anything.
No, you're not.
That would be weird. But yeah, it's a weird thing because I don't know how you... I mean, if these guys are legit claiming that, hey, we liked the name, I don't know how you argue it. You know what I mean? Like to the point to where you don't give them money if it goes to trial. So it's a tough one, you know?
It's all dumb. Well, let's stick to football. Fans call out Travis Kelce for, quote, switching his identity 1 year after ditching black girlfriend for, quote, vanilla bean Taylor Swift. So because in the past, Travis Kelce has dated a woman of color, now he is supposedly dating or he's been hanging out with Taylor Swift. They're saying, I don't get that, a switching his identity. Or I'm looking at the pictures here. I'm looking at the picture of the last one. Maybe he just likes beautiful women and doesn't give a shit what color they are. Like, I don't understand how this is an identity switch. Oh, I dated this beautiful woman. Now I'm dating this one.
No, it's not about who he dated. It's about, I know what they're saying. I mean, they're overblowing it.
Okay.
You can hear
video. Explain it to me because I am dumb.
Like, Well, because he was, there's videos where like, okay, he does kind of like, he's talking black in some of the interviews, like not like really, really, really doing
like
it.
Airplane. I speak jive black.
Kinda. Yeah. But not like full on Chet Hanks. That's the thing. I would get what you're saying. If at one point, it would just be kind of like, I can't even do it because it's like a slight inflection to where it's like, you could get that just from being in the South and I don't know, playing a sport where there's a lot of black guys from the South in the sport around you at all times. You could pick up like a little bit of that dialect.
Is this kind of like Madonna picking up her British accent when she was married to Guy Ritchie and spending time in England?
Yes, but way, way less of an inflection. And I would argue that this guy probably spent way more time in locker rooms in the South with a lot of black teammates and close friends and things like that. And so it's like I've known white people who grew up in black neighborhoods who like have that voice. You know what I mean? Like it's a thing. I mean, but it's such a slight inflection with him. If it would be one thing if he was like full on Chet Hanks. And then just stop talking that way. Like I would.
That's what I was just going to ask. Now, do they suddenly have video of him hanging out with Taylor and speaking in a crisp, very, very crisp, very polished voice? Does he suddenly change the way his diction?
There is a bit of a shift, but it's not super heavy. It's still insanely Southern. I would say before, if I had to like chop it up, it would be about seven parts Southern, one part black, you know? And now it's more like, I don't know. It's pretty much all Southern now, but you could even still say it's not even that different now. I don't know. It's such a small thing. If you look at videos of Chet Hanks, look those up. Those are
and
fucking
I have,
hilarious.
Like, They are fucking funny. You see that and you literally, you're like, I can't believe he has Hanks as a last name. Like you look at Tom and Rita and the other kid, the one that's an actor. And then you see Chet and you're like, I do not get it. I don't know how that went astray.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, I would get again if he was doing the me name a check Hanks your boomba clata bati bot, like if he was doing that, Tom Hanks talks like he's like a reggae rap artist, you know what I mean? Like he's from Jamaica, he goes full where I was saying seven parts Southern, one part black with the voice with this guy, his name
Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce. With Chet Hanks, it is all 10 parts very much Jamaica, 100% Jamaica single. And so
it's a guy who was not raised in Jamaica. Kelce, you're giving the benefit of the doubt. He spends time in locker rooms. He came up in a sport.
Yes.
Chet Hanks came up in Hollywood with a wealthy, white, posh, upbringing, private schools.
Yeah. Right. Me was raised in Beverly Hills, y'all. Like that was me like jerk chicken and Bugattis. Me name Chet Hanks. Me name be Chet Hanks. Bye. Like that's what Chet Hanks sounds like. That is not what Travis Kelce sounds like.
Yeah. All right. But so I guess the whole thing is switching his identity. I thought it was more about, like I said, he goes from dating one very attractive woman to another. And because one happens to be black, he's switching his identity. That's what I thought it was, because I tell you, I am attracted to any hot woman. My penis is colorblind.
He kind of had like the jewelry thing and a little bit of the voice thing going on. But again, it's a slight one, you know? And don't get me wrong. I think it's kind of douchey when white guys do that, unless again, like they straight up were raised in like the South Bronx or something.
Yeah.
Like talk like that. I have friends of mine here who like, they grew up in black neighborhoods, and so they talk like that. I mean, but same with like you know people of color that grew up in Iowa, for example. You wouldn't sit there and go, they have a white identity, even though they sound just like me. I mean, it's just like I would be called the biggest racist prick in the fucking world if I was like, oh, he sounds like me. He's stealing a white identity or something. It's just such a douchey thing. And this article, I would get it if he was like really going hard and heavy with the black voice, for lack of a better term, but he's not, you know.
Yeah,
it's mostly just the Southern voice. I don't know. That's what I heard.
All right, we got about a minute to wrap things up before we have to do promo. So Target is closing 9 stores in response to retail theft. And the thing I know, we've talked about this for a while, like the idea that you have these laws where if it's under $1,000, you don't prosecute. We said months ago, 50 Cent made the news. We talked about when he said, all right, take away these laws, see what happens. And it's happening. Stores are going, if you are going to let people walk out of my store with a ton of shit and we can't do anything, we're going to close the store. And now people are saying, oh, what are people in that neighborhood going to do? I never thought I would be one to defend a corporation because fuck corporations, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You gotta close the goddamn store.
I mean, I was sad to see that store close. I used to steal a lot of shit from that Target. And as somebody who really put a lot of time and effort into figuring out the best routes in and out of the store and, you know, where the cameras are at, now I have to learn that all again with a new Target. And yep. So it's kind of bumming me the fuck out, dude. To be honest, but no, it's kind of weird because Target still is opening up like new-ish stores here. I mean, there was one down in Alphabet City that's fairly new. I mean, I don't think it's been there more than a couple of years. Just, so.
It's certain neighborhoods. They're literally saying these are the neighborhoods where it happens. So I guess we're gonna get within California, where you get a mob gang that drives to the Nordstrom's, rushes in and rushes out. Maybe they'll have to
You do see, I don't think I saw any of this when I was in Iowa so much, but there's certain like Duane Reade's and Walgreens and stuff here where almost 100% of the merchandise is behind, you know how like they'll
I've seen videos of that. It's all locked up. Yeah
it's all locked up, and it fucking takes forever because now you have to track down a person that works there to unlock the thing for you when you need it. And it's not like they hired a person to stand by every aisle. I mean,
yeah.
it's a real fucking inconvenience. And it's so basically, and you know, again, I'm pretty progressive for the most part, but with this shit, you know, I've seen videos of like city council people more on the West Coast, but they've been talking about how, oh, well, it's more on the stores for making their shit so easy to steal is more or less what they say.
Right.
And so I say, fine, go full on. Fucking like Logan's Run with it, I'm talking Running Man. Running Man.
Yeah, I was gonna say Logan's Run is an age thing.
They had those fucking exploding neck collars on. Every single piece of merchandise now has a little piece of explosive thingy in it. You know,
you get 50 yards from the store, and it like the security chips, except it blows up when you get out. It doesn't. All right, we are out of time.
Exploding security chips. That's what they need for goods in these stores.
Yep. Find Jake. At Jake Vevra on all the social media platforms. Listen to the Love Gurus live on Thursday nights. Find me at NathanTimmel.com. Thanks for watching or listening. Thank you, Chicago's Comedy Scene Radio Network.
Chicago.
Goodbye.
Later.